Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Is this a medical emergency?
No, ma'am. I have just some specific questions about where I might be able to get tested.
Okay, just one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you provide me with a zip code?
Yes, ma'am. Zip code is 36574.
And you are calling about being tested for the coronavirus.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to go overseas, and the country that I'm visiting require a negative test result. I had been tested positive a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and I did have symptoms, and now I'm 100% well. So I need to get tested again to see if I'm negative so I can travel.
So they want you technically to have a certificate of vaccination ID.
I'm not quite sure what exactly they need. They just need the result, ma'am. So I have to show that, to the airline that I'm.
Right. I'm not sure. I can give you some places to call, but I'm not sure that. So you need something like within 24 to 48 hours, correct?
Well, ma'am, I have not booked a ticket yet.
Okay.
Because of this. When I was tested on July 20th,
mm-hmm.
I received my results in about 3 days. I do know that it takes a few days to get the results. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Who did you go through to get testing when you went?
Well, ma'am, I don't know if you heard of TRICARE. That's my insurance. I'm a retired military.
Okay.
And so they set it up for me in Florida.
Okay.
Because, we're just on the other side of Florida state line, but now they won't refer me because I don't have any symptoms, and so there are places in Florida that are walk up or drive up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be Florida. You have to be a Florida resident. So I was looking at the Alabama Department of Health. There's a facility in Robertsdale, and they said that they require a referral, and so I thought I would call directly you all and ask.
Mm-hmm. You're right. In Robertsdale, they are requiring, one, that you call first and that a provider referral.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And so I have called primary care, not the physician, but the nurse, and they are working on getting a referral. The nurse. It takes a few days. It just takes a few days. So I was just wondering, like, if Florida, if you all had a place where I can just go to get tested, but it doesn't sound like you do.
Just like a walk-up and something that's immediate where you could say.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what they're doing in Florida. They have like a grocery store called Publix where you can drive up if you're a Florida resident.
Mm-hmm.
You can just drive up and then just they just swab you, so they do that. But I don't think I have not found anything like that in Alabama. So
I haven't heard of any. I've heard of it where they have a walk-up and you can get immediate results, but it's in other countries. But I haven't heard of it right here in America, no. Yeah, you're right. They do have it. They're a little bit more advanced, unfortunately, than the richest country on the planet. But, yeah, we don't have anything like that just yet.
Yes. So it sounds like my only option is for me to wait until my provider comes up with a referral, and whether it's in Alabama or in Florida, I can get. So it looks like I'm just gonna have to wait. I just Googled, and I did find there's a church in Fairhope, Alabama, which is about 40 minutes away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give them a call and see what they say. It's called Three Circle Church in Fairhope, Alabama. And so I'm going to give them a call to see if they are doing that or not. But anyway, I'm just kind of, just doing things myself to see if I can get tested. So.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can Google anything real quick.
Yeah, so that's what I did. I typed in COVID-19 test sites near me, and it came up. So, and it's actually called COVID testing near me. Called COVID testing. Anyway, I think I'm okay. I'll keep researching, and then I'll just wait for the referral then.
Okay, I don't see. I was trying to see if I could find something. I don't see anything.
Yeah, so it's actually a website called COVID Testing Near, and then it says covidtestingnear.me/map, and then it shows a map of where I am located, and then there is one location. So I'm going to give them a call, see what they say, and if not, have to wait for the referral, so it'll just delay my trip, but it's better. No problem. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Health. You have a good day. Stay safe.
You have a lovely day. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.